Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Funeral arrangements are being made for the dead Boston Marathon bombing suspect, but 2 weeks after his death, those plans remain incomplete. Tamerlan Tsarnaev's body is now at a funeral home in Worcester. It was sent there this morning from a funeral parlor in North Attleboro, where a small protest broke out when the body arrived there last night. With us to talk about the odyssey involving Tsarnaev's body is Linda Bach, a reporter for the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. Linda, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, nice to talk with you. Thank you.
And Linda, this Worcester funeral home, Graham, Putnam, and Mahoney, has a specialty of sorts in these types of cases or these types of bodies?
Yes, this is a funeral home that's been in the city, in a very poor section of the city for about 150 years. And the funeral director, Peter Steffen, has been a funeral director for about 35 years. He has a reputation in the city for taking care of poor people, people who can't afford a funeral, people who have unfortunate circumstances. I know he's buried murderers, and he's been involved in other kind of high-profile funeral arrangements. And I guess he told me this morning that he initially thought he was going to handle the arrangements, but there was some confusion among family members, and that's how, I guess, the body was in North Attleboro yesterday.
So it may not have been that it was transferred because of those protests we mentioned. It just may have been always meant to go to Worcester.
Yes, exactly.
The funeral homeowner, Peter Steffen, is this a conviction or principle on his part for why he tends to take these kinds of cases?
He deeply believes that every person deserves a respectful burial, and it's been his philosophy. And even this morning, it was interesting talking to people. There were not as many protesters because a lot of people know that Peter often does help people who can't afford burials. They've handled well over 100 burials for Muslims. So this is a man in this city who has handled all kinds of situations.
Does he worry at all about inviting controversy, since this is an exceptionally controversial case, even if he's used to these kind of situations?
Not one bit. He said, not one bit, because I said, aren't you worried about protesters? Or, you know, are you going to ask for police, you know, presence out here? And he has said he's very calm. He's very, you know, feels that, you know, he wouldn't do this unless he felt, you know, it was safe for the neighborhood and everything. And he said, because Worcester really is like a little town feel, and it's a very neighborhood community feeling there. He feels that people will be respectful. They may not like it, but he's not anticipating any trouble.
Tamerlan Tsarnaev's family reportedly wants a traditional Muslim funeral. Is this funeral home equipped to do that?
Yes. Yes, he is. And he said they even have the special soaps, the soaps with no animal fat. And they've done quite a few of these Muslim burials. He knew all the traditions and everything. Although in a traditional Muslim burial, there's usually a mosque involved. In this case, because of the circumstances, Peter said that he does not think the family, you know, it will not probably happen in a mosque, but the funeral home will probably do the washing of the body.
Is that because they think they can't find a mosque willing to do it?
I think for a lot of reasons, and I think for the family really wanting privacy now. Right now, Peter, the biggest problem he said he's having today is he cannot find a cemetery to accept the body.
A cemetery simply doesn't want to be associated with this person?
Right. There are not very many cemeteries in the state that have either a Muslim section or are Muslim cemeteries. So he has tried those first, and he's tried others. So far, he told me he's striking out with all of them.
So I assume then no details yet about when or any specifics about the where, because so much still has to be worked out.
Right. He did say that Muslims do not have wakes or visitations, so there will be nothing public or nothing that will be open, you know, to even a big gathering.
Linda Bach is a reporter for the Telegram and Gazette in Worcester, where the body of Tamerlan Tsarnaev is now at a funeral home. Linda, thanks very much.
Thank you.